But for this year's annual Yom Kippur Shir, so we speak about something which is unique to this year, and that's the unique status of Yom Kippur, Mshachelos B'Shabbos, particularly as it relates to two mitzvahs. So usually we associate Shabbos with the mitzvah of Kiddush and Shabbos, there's mitzvah of Suda Shabbos and Shabbos. So how do these mitzvahs at all play out when you have a Yom Kippur Mshachelos B'Shabbos, both in terms of regular healthy people and in terms of Chayilim as well? So let's try to begin the sugya. So there is a question, there's an obvious question that's raised when you have Yom Kippur Shachalos B'Shabbos. Well, the nice, not only is it Yom Kippur, but it's also Shabbos. And presumably one is bound for all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Let's say if a person is Mechal Shabbos, the Shabbos, so you chayev tuchatos, so you chayev one for Chilul Shabbos, one for Chilul Yom Kippur. So when it's Yom Kippur, it's still considered to have Kedusha Shabbos l'chol davar. So if it has Kedusha Shabbos, so one of the mitzvahs of Shabbos is Zoch V'Sem Shabbos l'kachil. So one should be mechuv to recite Kiddush on Yom Kippur Shachalos B'Shabbos. So if that's the case, if that's the premise, which it sounds like is right, so how in the world do we fulfill this mitzvah? So the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Kuvav Amid Aleph quotes that there's a mitzvah in a Torah of Kiddush commenting on Zochus Yom Shabbos Lekatcho. And the Gemara comments, Gemara quotes a braisa, Zachrei Olayayin, that the mitzvah of Kiddush is performed over a cup of wine. So when you drink the wine, that's the normal tzura of the mitzvah of Kiddush. So Taisus on the spot on Kuvav Amid Aleph and Pesachim quotes two opinions. Is that din of Zachrei Olayayin a din min a Torah or not? So the first day in Taisus is that maybe the whole din of Zachrei Olayayin is not min haTorah. It doesn't say Yayin in the Chumash. It says Zachar Sev Shabbos Kachel. Zachar doesn't mean just a thing. Zachar always means to mention. Whenever the Torah is a mitzvah of Zechira, it's by Zechira Samolik. So Zechira Samolik, the Gemara says in Megillah, doesn't mean just to think about a Molik. That we already know, Lo Sishkach. The Torah already says Lo Sishkach. What is Zechira Samolik? Zachar means Bepeh. So the Pashas HaDvarim is that that serves as the model of all the Zechiras in the Torah. Zechira is Tzitzis Mitzrayim every day. The Pashas is Bepeh. And Zochus Shem Shabbos is Bepeh, according to the Ramban La Torah. Maybe there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Maimon Har Sinai, maybe there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Maisa Miriam, and Zechiris Egel. How in the world do you perform those mitzvahs? A different story, but all the mitzvahs of Zechira sound like they're mitzvahs of Lahazkiya rather than Lazkor, to mention rather than just to think about and to remember. So there's a mitzvah in a Torah of Kiddush, but the Torah doesn't say Kiddush Alayayin. So Taisa says, Mestama, the mitzvah in a Torah is only B'Dvar B'Yalma. As long as you talk about, you mention Kiddush Shabbos, so that's good enough in a Torah. The fact that the Braisa incorporates into the din of Kiddush Zechir L'Yayin, that's on the Midirabbanim. On a later date, the principle of Kiddush, this mitzvah of Kiddush L'Yayin, I mean, a Torah, one is Yaitzim B'Dvarim alone. And then Taisus quotes, Oji Shalom, and no, and maybe Tach of Kiddush L'Yayin is really there. He said, maybe, and Taisus tries to find you a mock. It doesn't say in the Chumash, Taisus digs up Sukkim, try to show you how maybe Kenzayin, the din of Yayin is Min HaTorah. But the thrust of the Taisus, it's the first day of the Taisus, is that the whole institution of Yayin is only Midrabanan. So this is the Rambam Sheet as well. Rambam in Perach Haftas and Chashabas writes Beferish, the Min HaTorah one performs the mitzvah of Kiddush just with Dvarim alone, and Midrabanan you require Kiddush ala Yayin. This is the opinion that's generally accepted by the Poskim in Hilchas Shabbos, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. So the Magen Avraham assumes this way, and then Behudin or the Kivank, all the Gedolei Chachamim go along with this day of Tosfos, and the Sheet is a Rambam, the Kiddush Min HaTorah can be performed with Dvarim alone. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph and Hilchas Shabbos writes that since Kiddush can be performed min haTorah with words alone, it would appear that one fulfills the mitzvah of Kiddush min haTorah every Friday night when you daven Ma'ariv. You daven Ma'ariv, so you say Vechul, you say Takidash, you say Mekadesh Shabbos. So you begin, it's in the mitzvah of Kiddush. So the Magen Avraham says that's also Dvarim. Why is it worse Dvarim? Because you're davening from the Siddur, because you're davening Ma'ariv. It's also considered to be Dvarim, and therefore min haTorah would be Yatzei. And the whole mitzvah of Kiddush ala kos when you get home is only midirabbanan. So that opinion of the Magen Avraham also seems to be accepted by many of the Gedolei Acharonim on the Shulchan Aruch. And that Rabbi Yehuda assumed this way, Rabbi Kivega assumed this way, that the Magen Avraham is fundamentally right, and one performs the mitzvah of Kiddush min haTorah just with davening Ma'ariv on a regular Friday night. It was this assumption of the Magen Avraham that caused the whole tumult of the Nei Yehuda. Nei Yehuda, in his notes on the Sada Shulchan Aruch, the Dagom Ravava, says that he wrote notes. These are like his own notes when he was learning Shulchan Aruch, so he wrote his own private notes. He didn't plan on publishing them. If the Nei Yehuda wanted to publish them, he would have published them. He knew how to publish Svarim. He published two, because he published a Svarim on Shas, Tzlach. But if he didn't publish the Dagom Ravava later after he died, so they published these notes. So in the notes on the side of the of Aruch Hayim, so the Rebbe was bothered with a famous question. He says that if it's true, that the Magen Avraham is right, that you perform Kiddush min haTorah by merely davening Ma'ariv, so we have a little bit of a problem, because if the husband davened Ma'ariv and the wife didn't daven Ma'ariv, then it turns out that when the husband comes home, he's only chayim in Kiddush min haRabbanan. and his wife is chayav in kiddush min haTorah. How can a derabbanan be melted diaraisa? That's the Nebuta's dilemma. So Rabbi Akiva answers the kasha. What is it? Locha set terutzim, whatever shtickl Torah is about this kasha. But that's the premise of the question. The Nebuta was working with the assumption in the Magen Avraham that one in fact does fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush with davening ma'ariv. Rabbi Akiva went even one step further than the Magen Avraham. Rabbi Akiva writes in his Chedushim on the side of Reish Anaf and Arachayim, he writes that according to this Magen Avraham, which seems to be just following Tosfos in the Rambam, that tefillah is good enough for Kiddush Min HaTorah. So Rabbi Kiveger says, then what do you have to daven ma'ariv for? You can just say good Shabbos. I say good Shabbos. Zachas Yom Shabbos Akacho. I spoke about the godless of Shabbos. I don't say good Tuesday to people. I don't wish people a good Thursday. I wish them a good Shabbos. So Shabbat Shalom. So that's a fulfillment min haTorah of the mitzvah. Zachas Yom Shabbos B'dvarim. That's what the Rambam says. Mitzvah says that Liskas HaDvarim is a Shabbos B'dvarim. So I was Maskas as a Shabbos. I mentioned that today is Shabbos. So that's also good enough. That's what B'kiv Eger writes. So that the Mishnah Berurah takes issue with. The Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't know whether that's correct. Because if you look in the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Kiddush Min HaTorah, you have to mention, you have to be maskir as Shevach HaShabbos U'Kedushasai. You have to talk about Kedusha Shabbos. It's not enough just to say, today's a wonderful, happy, great day, it's a Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. You have to say it's a Yom Kodesh, because as the Torah says, Zachos Yom HaShabbos, connects with Lekacho. So Lekacho is part of the definition of the mitzvah of Kiddush. So the simple reading of the Rambam is in Perech of Teslach Aleph and Uchah Shabbos, if you don't mention Kedushas HaShabbos, so even though you mentioned that Shabbos is unique and it's special, it's the seventh day of the week, but you didn't mention the Lashon and Kedusha, maybe you want Yotzei. So the Mishnah Berurah mends that Rabbi Kiveg, he says that if you want to accept Rabbi Kiveg, you have to add on something to your good Shabbos greeting. You have to say good Shabbos Kedush. Hanuchamah, when you meet someone in the street, you say good Shabbos Kedush, then the Yotzei Kedush Metara. But if you just say good Shabbos, and then you maybe wouldn't be Yotzei. I don't know, that'd be strange. So I'll call upon him, you have a whole group of Rechavarim, we'll have this Mahalach, starting with the Magen Avraham, with the Nebuta, the Rebbe Kiveg, each one is going to be equal, the same idea, that you're Yotze fundamentally Kiddush Min HaTorah every Friday night. So in the later Rechavarim, you find later Rechavarim had serious reservations about this, notwithstanding the fact that these Gedolim accepted this idea, the later Rechavarim rejected this idea for a variety of reasons. So one issue the Mishnah Berurah raises is a very practical issue. Isn't there a din of mitzvah tzrichas kavana? We pass in the Shulchan Aruch that mitzvah tzrichas kavana by deraisa and some in samach nichlus kriya shema. It's machlekes tanoim, machlekes amaroim, machlekes rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins the mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So the Mishnah Berurah says kiddush is a mitzvah min haTorah. So stop what he got. I was davening Meir from Friday night and ask him, do you realize you're being yaitzei mitzvah of zav? He doesn't know what you're talking about. He's the kiddush is when you get home. I'm davening Meir now. Kiddush is when I pick up my cup of wine. I say kiddush for my wife. That's kiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah has an issue. He says the Magen Avraham maybe in theory is right, but practically it can't be right because there's a lack of kavanah. That's issue number one. Then the Mishnah Berurah has a much more serious problem. Mishnah Berurah says even if we have kavanah, maybe we have a problem. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, says that one can only fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos if one mentions also Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara learns out of Gzeirah Shavah. It says Zachos Yom Shabbos Yikach. It says Laman Tizkos Yom Tzias Chamer Tzrayim. So you have to incorporate the Tzias Mitzrayim into the text of the Kiddush itself. So the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't understand what were the Echavarim talking about. The Magen Avraham, the Nevi Yehuda, the Rikvega, they all don't quote the Gemara. The Gemara says the Ferish. Not enough just to say, just to mention good Shabbos. And even if you say good Shabbos Kodesh, that's kind of a new chumra. You have to greet your friend in front of night and say good Shabbos Kodesh, Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. And we'll have to be right to the Mitzvah Kiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand the Echavarim. What happens in that Gemara? The Gemara says the Ferish. You need your Tzias Mitzrayim. Maybe it's an Asmachta, maybe it's a Rabbolah. He pilpels back and forth. Maybe what was going on with the Magen Avraham? What happened to the Tzias Mitzrayim story? So then the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's a long, long bialach, it's the beginning of Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. Then he writes that he says that he just saw a new sefer just came off, hot off the presses. Fascinating new sefer. And that sefer asked the exact same kasha as me, and because it is kasha, Yetzias Mitzrayim rejects the Magen Avraham. Anyone know what the new sefer is? He tells you it is. Famous sefer. Just off the presses, he says. Miches Chinuch. That's right. He was a contemporary of Miches Chinuch. He said he just got his hands on a Miches Chinuch. The Miches Chinuch was a Galatiana. And Chavetz Chaim lived in Lippi, he was in Raden. So he said, he just got his hands on a sefer Michas Chinuch, and he says, he has the same kasha. So both Michas Chinuch and the Mishnah Berurah rejected the Magen Avraham and the Rikveg, and the Rebbe based on the same problem. The same problem is what happened to the Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim. So at the end of the day, for whatever reason, the early Acharonim assumed that Tzias Mitzrayim is only the Rabbanon and Kiddush, you don't really need it. Mishnah Berurah and the Michas Chinuch claimed that the Pashas Gemara is not that way. So you had this running Machlekes Acharonim. Bottom line is, the guy davens Meir Friday night. Is he Yotzei Kiddush or is he not Yotzei Kiddush? Unclear whether he's really Yotzei Kiddush Min HaTorah. Uh-huh. So So now come the lady Rachmanim and say, but we should bring this Magen Avraham back to life once every few years. That's this Friday night, Abba Leil Toiva. It's going to be Yom Kippur Shechalas B'Shabbos. No one's going to go home to Kiddush that night. So where are you going to be at Kiddush? Where's the Zachas Yom Shabbos Akachu? So you can chop a ride in the Zachas Yom Shabbos Akachu in Davening Ma'ariv. What were the two objections that the Mishnah Berurah had? One was Kavanah. So very simple. Tell you have Kavanah. So Lays Brera. So have Kavanah this Friday night to be Yaitzeh, the mitzvah of Kiddush. What was the other consideration? That there's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So here we went out, because there's no Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Shabbos Nusach. In a regular Friday night, so after Kiddush, Shemashu's Tachas, Masid, the Zechel, Masid, Rashis, there's Vayachulu, but there's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in the Yom Tov davening, there's always a mention of Vatitin Lanu, which we say in Yom Kippur also. So what do we say? Vatitin Lanu, Shalom Kenbi Ava, as Yom Kippur Mazah, the Mechila, Stichel, Chapara, Flem Chabar, Tchol, Vam Seinu, no. Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. Okay, it's been a long time since he said it last. So we say Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. So in the Vatitin Lucha, we put in the right words. We say that this Friday night, we're going to say, as Vatitin Lanu, Shalom Kenbi Ava, as Yom HaShabbos HaZeh, as Yom HaKippurim HaZeh, and we're going to say, Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. So that Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim is going to save the day. That because we're able to, we chop around the Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim in the Yontif Nusach, in the Yontif Tefillah, so that's going to enable us to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Min HaTorah for Shabbos, L'chol HaDeis. That's what Poskim will point out, that you should tell the tzibur this, that people should know that they're being yaitzeh the mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night. So some shuls that make this announcement this Friday night, no one heard this announcement, shul? No one remembers? Some shuls make the announcement on Friday night. I remember once at Davin a certain place, it was a big sign up on when you walked into the shul that said, Kol echad tzorech lechaven v'tfilas arvis, l'tzei sidei mitzvah zoch Hashem Shabbos l'kachel. How come for the last 3,500 years no one had heard of this announcement? Most people have heard of it. So it's understood that Chazal Misakin, that you'd have a microphone, so it's understood. You have in mind to be Yetzi, whatever you're supposed to be Yetzi. So that's the Minigal, most people don't formally have in mind to be Yetzi. They know the Davni Meirav. So included in this Meirav is the mitzvah of Kiddush. But others say, forget, we should tell the people that they should mamash have in mind, therefore they can be Yetzi, the Lishon Pikuk whatsoever. So good, so the mitzvah of Kiddush for home free. So we're going to be Yetzi in the mitzvah of Kiddush, either with formal Kavanah or with informal Kavanah. The only Kiddush we're going to chop this Friday night is going to be Kiddush, Kiddush with Tefillah.
We don't say Kadshah, we don't mention Kiddush.
Sure, we say, Batit Lanu Shalom Kenbi Ava, Tzvil Ma Kippur Mazah. So Mikra Kaddish is going back on everything. Shabbos is also Mikra Kaddish, right? And we say it in the end of the davening. We say, Makadish HaShabbos, Yisrael Yom Kippurim. So we say Kiddush Sliyam in that also.
If you would miss it in Tefillah and just not have any Kamana, is there a way to Yotzei Kiddush after Tefillah somehow?
Yes, you just say, you say, Baruch Hashem Shanos Alana, we say Yom Kippur Shabbos Azel. I remember many years ago when my grandmother Hashem was still alive, so she lived about 20 minutes from my house. There was one year where I was about Kaire in one of the shuls in town, which was right near her house. I used to walk, after davening, I would always, finish davening, I'd walk over to visit her Shabbos morning. She would always prepare me a little kiddush, a little grape juice and some cake. So from Europe, the old style. So the din is, technically speaking, when you have a woman lives alone, so she's supposed to make kiddush herself, so she make kiddush on Friday night. But it's, an old European style woman, I'm not sure that was working out too well. So I'm not sure, I don't know what she did, didn't do whatever it was. But I always felt like I could be mezakeh, mamish, in a mitzvah with the rice of Kiddush. She was yaitzeh with tefillah, whatever, she davened more than I davened. She was always davening, but whatever, I could be mezakeh, mamish, in a real Kiddush deraisa. So me'ikra din, if she really wouldn't have made Kiddush on Friday night, I could really make Kiddush Shabbos morning with the real text of Kiddush. That's the din. If a person misses Kiddush on Friday night, so then you're supposed to make Kiddush Shabbos morning, the full Kiddush, not Alkei Berich. It was to make the full Nusach Mekadosh Shabbos. So technically speaking, I really could have done that. But I knew she'd feel a little bit funny if I would do that. She'd feel, So I try to figure out, what should I do? So I used to come and make Kiddush Rabba for her, make Shabbos morning Kiddush. When I got to the end of the Kiddush, I would say, Alkei Berich Hashem Hashem Shabbos Vayikachayu. So I used to put in three words.
Is that
Zeichel Tzitz Mitzrayim. My own pasuk. I wrote my own pasuk. Zeichel Tzitz Mitzrayim. And then I would finish the bracha. She never chapped. She never noticed that those three words weren't in the pasuk. So I figured that way. The chol day she was yotze. At least kiddush derayis. She was for sure yotze. I had to be careful though because I was doing that for about a year. So I had to be careful when I stopped doing that. It gets a bit, you know, as the rabbi and shul, I make kiddush for over for the whole island. So you have to be careful not to put that in. It makes it sound like you're not so smart. Okay. Anyway, getting back to this story. Yeah. Somebody had a question. I'm sorry.
Does she need to have kavanah for that? When you're saying
she had a
modification.
You know. So, in Europe, they didn't have such fancy kavanah.
Is there a lishem
yitzvah
for this?
Shay mitzvah. Doing what they're doing once a year. It's good. This kavanah is not so complicated. We think the kavanah is there. We always lumped the shatul the shat kavanah. Some yezay didn't have such kavanah.
But
yeah,
but though, I feel like once you said shmonah esrei, then.
We pass the mitzvahs kavanah either misafik or bevada. It's 2 days in Echorinim. How we pass it? The Shechunah passes the discussion mitzvahs kavanah. So the Magen Avraham says that only there are suffering, but the gross seems to say it's from Shetos Vada. We pass the mitzvahs kavanah. Good. Don't worry. Last Yom Kippur Chas V'Shabbos didn't have in mind. You're it's like everybody else has been doing for the last since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yom Kippur has been falling out on Shabbos every few years. So we don't find, the Gemara never says this, and the Shulchan Ram doesn't say it, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. So you have to always wonder, you know, you have something which happens all the time. Nobody, for the first 3,300 years of Amasura, nobody said it. So you got to wonder whether it's a mukhuk that has to be, that's true. The Pasha said, the Gemara means, that's understood. If Adi being Yitz in the midst of Kiddush, everyone's being Yitz in the Kiddush, whether they know, they don't know. It's all included in the mitzvah. But they're davening Meir, they're being Yitz, whatever the halacha requires them to be Yitz. Akopar, this is for regular healthy people. What if you have a person who's sick? So if you have a person who's sick and they can eat on Yom Kippur, so maybe one could argue they mamash have to make Kiddush. So that's what Rabbi Kiveger suggests. Rabbi Kiveger suggests that maybe when you have a chayil who eats on Yom Kippur, so before they eat, they have to make Kiddush, and they have to make Kiddush al hakayis, the Kiddush macham suda, they're eating anyway. So why shouldn't they fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush properly? So that's a question whether that's really true or not. But many goyim, most people don't follow this suggestion of Rabbi Kiveger. And one of the reasons why many poskim rejected this Chiddush of Kiveger is based on the Yor HaSameach. The Yor HaSameach has a famous vort we've quoted the Sosameach before, based on a Gemara Maseches Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim has a whole very, very complicated Lomdish Kachim Shaila. Most people wouldn't think this has anything to do with Lamaisa. So some people are probably wondering why I put that Mar Machum on, right? Gemara in Zvachim. Guys don't even wonder anymore. They just assume that it has something to do. They assume either it's a mistake or it's something related. So the Gemara in Zvachim has two klolim when it comes to karbanos, that there's an order of karbanos. Let's say you have two karbanos in front of you to bring, and one of them is a tadr, one's an eno tadr. So the Gemara derives from sukkim, tadr v'sheno tadr, tadr kodim. That's the source. That whole sukkim in Zvachim is the source for the principle that we know. We practice this all the time, tadr v'sheno tadr. So the source of that is this Gemara Masechet Zvachim. Then there's another din, that you have two karbanos to be brought, and one is more makudish than the other. There's a hierarchy of karbanos. Kachin kachir are more kaddish than kachim kalim, and even within kachim kachim there's a hierarchy, and even within kachim kalim there's a hierarchy. So there's a whole hierarchy of karbanos. So the one which has more kedusha comes before the one which has less kedusha. So the Gemara raises the obvious shaila: what if you have a clash? What if you have two karbanos to bring? One is tadda, one is makudish. So now which one wins out? So the Gemara has two blot about this topic, trying to bring riots back and forth and back and forth. That's not even clear what the maskan of Gemara is, but the whole parak, the parak is called a tadir. And 99% of the parak is about this one shiloh. What do you do when you have a clash between a tadr and a makudish? One of the many, many, many rayas that the Gemara brings is the following raya. The Gemara says, what would be the din if you have a Shabbos that coincides with Rosh Chodesh? When you have a Rosh Chodesh Chalas B'Shabbos. The correct phrase is Rosh Chodesh Chalas B'Shabbos. I'll say Yom Tov Shechalas B'Shabbos. That's the correct way of speaking. Yom Tov Shechalas B'Shabbos. The incorrect way of speaking would be Shabbos Shechalas B'Yomtov, right? That would be an incorrect way of speaking. I remember once there was someone was giving a shiur about the dinim of Yantav Shechalas B'Shabbos, and they wrote up the whole Marmakomas, and they wrote Shabbos Shechalios B'Yantav. So I commented that there were two mistakes for that. What were the two mistakes? We always say there are two different sugyas. There's textual sugyas and the conceptual sugyas. So there was a textual mistake. What's a textual mistake? Shabbos is Lashon Akeva. Right, Shabbos, it should be Chav Shabbos Shechalios B'Yantav. So that's number one. And number two, what does Shechal mean? Chal means it happens to fall out. Right? That's what it means. It happens to coincide together. Yontif is chalios b'Shabbos. Well, Yontif is not. Yontif happens to fall out whenever the Kiddush HaChodesh was. So Yontif happens to fall out. Shabbos is kvi'a b'kayma. We know when Shabbos is. Shabbos is every 7 days. Nothing's ever going to change this Shabbos cycle. So Yontif happens to fall out on Shabbos. Yom Kippur. What's the name of Rashi? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is chalios b'Shabbos. Yom Kippur happens. Yom Kippur could have been the day before, could have been the day after, depending on the Kiddush HaChodesh was. So Yom Kippur happens to be chalios b'Shabbos. Shabbos never happened to be on the day. It's not that Shabbos happens to be on the 10th of Tishrei. Shabbos is whenever it is. It's on the 7th day of the week. So it's both conceptually wrong and grammatically wrong. So until I noticed afterwards that the Gemara Beit in one place has it. The Gemara has a lashon like that. I think that that Shabbos Shechal Elios, but it uses the phrase Shechal Elios. Shechal Elios. So Chazal didn't care about that view that I said. It's okay, you know, whatever it is. Okay. It's Machlekes. Me and Chazal, I'm Machlekes. Whatever it is. Right or wrong. Okay, good. So I thought it was an Ashtim of Torah they had. Anyway, whatever it is. So the bottom line is, the Gemara raises the Shaila. What's the deal when you have a Rosh Chodesh Chalas to Shabbos? What's the Shaila? So you have two Korban Musafs to bring. You have the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, the Shnei Chavasim, and you have the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, the Parim, the Avim, the Krasim, the Sor, the Chattas, etc. So which comes first? So the Gemara says the Shabbos is Motadir. Obviously Shabbos is every week, Rosh Chodesh is once a month. So Shabbos is Motadir. But the Gemara says the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is more Kaddish. Why is the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh more Kaddish? Shabbos is more Kaddish than Rosh Chodesh. So why is the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh more Kaddish? So the Gemara doesn't say the Zman of Rosh Chodesh is more Kaddish. The Gemara says the carbon of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is more Kaddish. Why is that? What gives a high level of Kedusha to the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh that the Shabbos Musaf doesn't have? So Rashi quotes 2 days. One day is because there are more Kabbalahs. The Shabbos carbon is a very simple carbon, Shnei Kavasim, that's all it is. The Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is Purim and Nalim and Kvasim and Zira, it's a Kabbalah, Kabbalah. That's a high level of Kedusha. That's a quantitative difference. And then Rashi quotes, very Dishlam, it's a qualitative difference, that the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh has something that Shabbos doesn't have. And what is that? It has a Sar L'chatas. Every Shabbos, you only bring two Eilas. Shnei Kavasim, you bring Eilas. But on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, any day of Kedusha Zayom besides Shabbos, so you bring, in addition to the Eilus of Musaf, there's always a Seir L'chatas as well. On Rosh Hashanah, there are actually two Seirim L'chatas. That's why, right? Because it's Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. That's what do we say in the davening. If anyone was paying attention, Ushnei Seirim L'chaper, because there are two Seirim L'chatas. We mentioned the Rosh Chodesh Karbanos kind of derech agav on Rosh Hashanah. We don't say out the whole parsha of Rosh Chodesh. We don't scream out the whole parsha of Rosh Chodesh. We say it mamish kaliachayad. We say Ives Musve Yom HaZikaron HaZeh because it was a double Musaf. Even Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, we say Musve because it was Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. And at the end of the Pesukim of the Kabbalah, we also say Uvad Olas HaChodesh Bin Chosa V'Olas HaTomim Bin Chosa, etc. So we allude to it. We don't say it as a, you know, befavor. We don't scream it out. That's what Tosfos has a whole discussion. Maybe that's a key of a Kesel Yom Chageinu. That the Gemara says Ezu Chag SheHachodesh Miskasaboy. We say Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesel Yom Chageinu. So the Gemara says, what's that pasuk talking about? It doesn't say Rosh Hashanah in the pasuk. It says Blow Shofar B'Kesel Yom Chageinu. So Kes is a lashon of Kisui, and a day when which is hidden, and the hidden Yontif, on the anonymous Yontif, the hidden phantom Yontif, that's when you blow Shofar. So what do you mean by Kesel Yom Chageinu? Because the Chodesh is Miskasaboy. Ezu Chag SheHachodesh Miskasaboy. It's the only Yontif where you can't see the moon. You can see it at the end of the day, Rosh Hashanah, you see it a little bit. But on Pesach, you come sit down by the Seder, there's a full moon. On Sukkot, there's a full moon. Even Shavuos, there's a half moon, whatever. You can see the moon. The only Yom Tov where your mamash can't see the moon at all is Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos quotes from one opinion that the Kesel Yom Chageinu means that if you don't talk about the Korbanos Hayom, or you don't bring the Korbanos Hayom, whatever it is. But the bottom line is you do bring the Korbanos Hayom, we do bring the Korbanos Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, we just don't talk about it too much. Anyway, getting back to the story. So the Gemara says, what do you do when you have a Shabbos that coincides with the Rosh Chodesh? So the Rosh Chodesh carbon is a higher level of carbon. It's more Kaddish carbon than the carbon of Shabbos. So which should come first? So this is the litmus test for the Shaila. Do you follow Tadir? Do you follow Makudesh? So Shabbos is more Tadir, but Rosh Chodesh is more Makudesh. So which one comes first? So the Gemara says, no, that's a bad example of the Shaila. Why? The Gemara says when you have a Rosh Chodesh that coincides with Shabbos, so the Kedushas HaMusafin of Rosh Chodesh is Chal, that higher level of Kedushas Musaf is Chal in the Karbanos of Shabbos as well. That the Shnei Kavasim that you bring on Shabbos are not the regular Shnei Kavasim. they're Rosh Chodesh Tikkun Musafin. The Kedushas HaKorban, the higher level Kedushas HaKorban of Rosh Chodesh, is toyfaced onto the Shnei Kevasim as well. So therefore the Musaf Shabbos is on par, is the same level of Kedusha with the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So the fact that there's no issue of Mekudosh anymore, it's just an issue of Tadr, and that's Takat Adin, that the Shabbos Musaf comes before the Rosh Chodesh Musaf. That's what we do in Adab. When Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos come together, we say the Shabbos took them first. First we say Ovi Yom HaShabbos, and then we say... the Rosh Chodesh Pesukim. So this is said in the Gemara that when you have a two Kedushas Hayom that coincide, so somehow the higher level of Kedusha in a sense swallows up the other one, they become one unit, one entity. So what's Pshat? So the Yosebeach raises a question, a fundamental question about Kedushas Hayom. Very often you have two Kedushas Hayom that coincide on the same day. You have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov together, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. So how do you view this new Kedushas Hayom? So do you say that there are really fundamentally two separate Kedushas Hayoms? It's Shabbos today. It happens to also be Yom Kippur. It happens to be on the same calendar. Lo and behold, you got two big marks. Shabbos Kedusha and Yom Kippur Kedusha, but the two Kedushas are not one. There's no connection between the two. There's one day which happens to be endowed with two separate distinct Kedushas. Is that Pshat? What's Pshat? No. It's a new hybrid Kedusha. It's a new entity. There's a new halachic entity called Yom Kippur Shechalas B'Shabbos, Yom Tov Shechalas B'Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Shechalas B'Shabbos. It's a new Kedushas Hayom. It's not Shabbos and happens to be Yom Kippur. It is Shabbos slash Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur slash Shabbos. It's a new entity. So the Yosemech says, you see from this Gemara that the second Pshat is correct. You see from the Gemara that it's not two separate Kedushas. It's not that I'm bringing a Musaf of Shabbos because it's Shabbos, and I'm bringing a Musaf of Yom Kippur of Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Chodesh. No, I'm bringing one new set of Musafin called the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Musafin, Shabbos slash Rosh Chodesh. That's one new Kedushas Hayom, which has its own Musafin, and even the Shabbos Karbanos become a Nitvas in the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. So the Yosemech said the same is true when it comes to Yom Kippur Mishchalas B'Shabbos, that it's not Yom Kippur and also Shabbos. It's a new Kiyayim, a new Kiddush Sayyim. Every 3-4 years, you get a new, brand new Kiddush Sayyim called Yom Kippur Mishchalas B'Shabbos. And as such, as the Yosemech, it would appear to him that the mitzvahs, the regular mitzvah of Shabbos, don't apply on this day. Shabbos, Kiddush Shabbos is a Mechayiv of Kiddush Alakos. Kiddush Shabbos is a Mechayiv of Kiddush Machom Suda. But Kiddush Yom Kippur is not a Mechayiv, and a Kiddush Yom Kippur Mishchalas B'Shabbos is not a Mechayiv. So the Rabbi Kivenga was working with the assumption is that we're really all chayav to make Kiddush HaLakos this Friday night. It's just that we can't. The hands are tied because Yom Kippur says you can't. But if you're a chayav who can, then you taka should. So the Yosemech said the Kusha maker Aleisa, that you weren't mechuyav in the first place. There never was a chayav to make Kiddush HaLakos. There is no din of Kiddush HaLakos because it's Yom Kippur, Shacharis B'Shabbos. It's a new Kiddush HaSayim that Halacha never envisioned such a concept. Of a Kiddush Alayim, of a Sud, of a Kiddush Bacham Sud, etc. The whole picture doesn't make any sense on a Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos. So therefore, even for the Chayil, it happens to be he's able to eat, but he's not Mechuyv in Kiddush at all.
Why did Yom Kippur win out over Shabbos?
Why does it win out over Shabbos?
Yeah. So why do we wrap Kiddush Shabbos and use Yom Kippur instead of vice versa?
So we're going to talk a little bit about that, about why don't you say Deuchim, why don't you say let the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos be Deuchim Yom Kippur? Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. So again, today's Rosh Hashanah Shabbat Torah. I've said over several times, who remembers my Ha'ara on the Balak Tefillah based on this Rosh Hashanah? Avik, my Shah, heard this a few times. David, you heard this a few times. Every fancy Baal Musaf, every good Chazan knows, when you have a Yom Kippur Chaz B'Shabbos, or a Rosh Hashanah Chaz B'Shabbos, or a Yom Tov Chaz B'Shabbos, so a sign of a good, talented Baal Tefillah is that he can jump back and forth in the Nusach. When you the nusach for Shal Shagolim, and then when you get to Uvi Yom Hashav, you get to Yisbuchu Machuscha, you get to Yom Hashabbos. So what do you do? Uvi Yom Hashavada. That's good about Tefila. You go back to Yisbuchu Mimalach. You go back to Shabbos Nigin, and then you immediately switch back to Yom Tov. So you have to be a real expert on Yom Kippur. You got to be a real pro to do that. You're in the Yom Kippur. You're in the Yom Kippur mode, and you're and then you got to go right away. And then you got to go right back to. So you got to play around a lot. So a good Baal Tefillah knows how to do that. So I thought that whole mimic, that whole game, a kunst of doing that, is against the Sosamech, is against the Gemara Masechet Zvachim. because the Gemara in the Makom says when you have two Kedushas Hayoyim together, they're not two separate Kedushas anymore. It's one Musaf. It's a Yom Tikkun Musaf. It's a Yom Kippur Tikkun Musaf. Even the Shnei Kvasim are a Yom Kippur Tikkun Musaf. They're also Chal Yom Kippur Tikkun Musaf. So, that was my Ta'ara. Okay. It was Halach of Olam Haisa. Get back to the story, yeah.
Even though it's being this hybrid Kedusha, why wouldn't the Kedusha that is Mechayev the Kiddush on Shabbos carry?
So Rabbi Kivega says that this new Kedusha, since Yom Kippur there's an Isser of eating, there's a mitzvah of Tainis, so it's inconceivable that a Kedusha from Yom Kippur Shabbos B'Shabbos should be Mechayev a Suda. Should be Mechayev a Kiddush Alayayin. It can't be.
Would there be any din of Yom Kippur that would be sacrificed by this hybrid Kedusha?
I don't think you lose anything. You gain the best of everything. But this, when there's a steer between the two, so then you have the Torah gave us the Kedusha Shem Kippurim Shabbai is a mafkiya in a sense of Suda. It's not shaykh, the Kedusha Shem Kippurim. Something which has a chelek of Kedusha Shem Kippurim cannot possibly be mechayev a Suda. So we were talking up until now about, first we were talking about the regular Kiddush, then we were talking about the Kiddush V'cholim, and I have to move into Suda. What's it then in terms of Suda Shabbos? Suda Shabbos, for a regular person, this Friday night, this Shabbos, a regular person, is he mechuyev in Suda Shabbos? A joke, like Tonus, there's not a lot to eat on Yom Kippur, he's chayv karis. Not so simple. The Gemara says in the end of Maseches Yuma that there's a shear for how much eating you chayv karis. You only chayv karis if you eat more than a kesevis. The Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, because it says, kichol nefesh alo su'una, the Torah expresses the Yisr of achil losh and inoy. So inoy means kezayis, it's not considered to be a bit more inoy. If you eat just a kezayis and Yom Kippur, you're not chayv karis. Only if you eat more than that, the size of a big fat date, except sagasa, then which is more than a kezayis, then only then yichayev karis. So there's machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish, whether eating less than a kezayis, is that considered to be an issa derais or an issa derabanan? So according to Rabbi Yechon and Chatz Shir Asa Min HaTorah, even the smallest amount is a derais, but you're not chayev karis to eat the whole shir. And according to Mishlokish, Chatz Shir is Asa Min Derabanan. The whole Nisakam Kol is only Min Derabanan. So there are a group of Acharonim who have the following question. According to Reish Lakish, comes Friday night, you finish Kondadre, you come home, and now you have a little bit of a dilemma. On the one hand, you're Mechuyev Ben HaTorah into the Shabbos. Assuming not like the Asamech. You're Mechuyev Ben HaTorah into the Shabbos. But we'll see whether that's true or not. That's the Rechiv of the Reisa. You're Mechuyev Ben Mitzvah Suda Shabbos. How much do you have to eat in order to eat to be Yetzi Suda Shabbos? So all you need is a Kezayis for Pashtas. Some Hashem seems to have Kabetza. Well, let's assume for now that all you need for Suda Shabbos is a Kezayis. So why don't you eat a kezayis? What do you have to lose by eating a kezayis? According to Reish Lakish, there's no esedir ha'is in eating a kezayis. All there is an esedir ha'bonin. Chatz Shir is only esedir ha'bonin, according to Reish Lakish. So isn't the bit of Suda Shabbos more important than the esedir ha'bonin of Chatz Shir? Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yechon, who says the Chatz Shir is also ben ha'tayrah, which we have paskin like. So the question is a moot question. The next 10 minutes of Shir are shalak halacha. According to Rabbi Yechon, and Chatz Shir is also ben ha'tayrah, so then avadi can't eat on Yom Kippur Shchalas b'Shabbos. But according to Reish Lakish, if you make two assumptions, if you assume that Chatz Shir is on the Derabbanan, which is not an assumption, as Reish Lakish says, and if you hold that Suda Shabbos is Deraisa, if Suda Shabbos is Deraisa, maybe Suda Shabbos should be able to be Deicha to Yisra Derabbanan. It's more important to fulfill Suda Shabbos, and you actually can understand him. You can be Yaitse Suda Shabbos and not violate a Deraisa, just eat a Kezayis, no more. They should send out special cards from all the yeshivas telling you exactly how much food you have to eat, like the matzah cards on Pesach night. Not more. Don't eat more than this chart. If you eat more than this chart, you have cards. But if you eat less than the chart, then you eat to the mitzvah of the Shabbos. So is the premise of this question even correct? According to Reish Lakish, the premise of the question seems to be predicated on the assumption that Suda Shabbos is Deraisa, that we're really trying to get Suda Shabbos on a level of Deraisa. So this seems to be a machlokes of Rishonim. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos quotes a mocha for the dinim of Suda Shabbos. Vayom Moshe chlu hayom. It says hayom three times. It's machlokes of Rabbi Chitka and the Rabban. Rabbi Chitka says that three times only refers to the day of Shabbos, but the night you have to eat a fourth Suda. So Rabbi Chitka says you need four meals on Shabbos, and we don't pass like Rabbi Chitka, we pass like the Rabban, that you need three meals over the whole duration of the 24 hours. Is that a din deraisa? The Gemara quotes a pasuk for it, so it's unclear whether that's mamash a din deraisa. The Rambam seems to say in a few places that there's a chiv of achil on Shabbos min haTorah, but you don't, not necessarily a whole Suda, not necessarily bread. It's unclear from the Rambam how much you have to eat min haTorah in order that to fulfill some kind of a mitzvah achil on Shabbos. But is there really a chiv of gomim min haTorah that achilas kezayis of chalat, mamash a real Suda on Shabbos? So this may be a machlekes Rishonim. This machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. How do we know that women are obligated in Suda Shabbos? Both at the time of the round agree women are obligated. Nobody questions that. Everyone, all the Rishonim say women are obligated, but it's unclear what the source for their obligation is. Rabbi Tam writes that he thinks the obligation is based on af hen hay b'yoswanes. Since women were included in the miracle of the man, so therefore they're obligated in the Suda Shabbos, which is a commemoration of the miracle of the man. And the Ran disagrees. The Ran says, no, the real reason why women are obligated to the Shabbos is because Shama v'zocha b'di berechet nemru, the Gemara brachas nafchaf, that whoever is obligated in Shmir Shabbos, which means the melachas, is obligated in Zechir Shabbos, which means the mitzvah seseh of Shabbos. That's how the Ran interprets the Gemara, which is, that's the source that women are obligated in Kiddush. Otherwise, Kiddush should have been a mitzvah seseh shazman grama. But the Gemara says that whoever is chayevus in Shmira is chayevus in Zechira as well. Fine. So the Bein Lefi Rabbi Tam, Bein Lefi the Ran, Lamaisa women have to eat to the Shabbos. That was never a machlokes. But for very different reasons, Rabbi Tam says they have to eat because of Afein Hoi Bios Veneis. And according to the Ran, they have to eat because Shama Vizach B'di Barachin Emru. Why are they each Rishon giving different reasons? What's wrong with the Bein Tam's reason? What's wrong with the Ran's reason? Why does each Rishon seem to be giving his own reason? So some suggest that it's based on the following. Afein Hoi Bios Veneis. Tosfos claims only applies to mitzvahs derabbanan. We never find Afein Hoi Bios Veneis for mitzvahs deraisa. If anything, we find the opposite. We don't find the Gemara says women are obligated in sukkah because Afein Hoi Bios Veneis. We don't find that women are obligated in matzah because of that. Women are obligated in matzah for another reason, a different pasuk. But the Gemara doesn't use Afein Hoi Bios Veneis to obligate women in matzah. Or the Chassam Sofer writes, we don't find women are obligated in tefillin because Afein Hoi Bios Veneis. Even though it's also a nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how come we only find Afein Hoi Bios Veneis by way of three mitzvahs? What are the three mitzvahs? Three sugars? By Chanukah, by Kriyas Megillah, and by Dalet Chasis. What's the common denominator between the three? Chasis and Megillah, that Dalet and Aleph writes, the common denominator is the Rabbi Rabbanon. So only mitzvahs there Rabbanon, women are obligated because of Afein Hoi Bios Veneis. Afein Hoi Bios Veneis is not a Svar Deraisa. If that's correct, so then Rabbi Netam, who is invoking Afein Hoi Bios Veneis to be Mechayev women in Suda Shabbos, seems to be assuming that the Chiyuv of Suda Shabbos is on the Midrabbanon. If Suda Shabbos would have been a real Makoya, a real Din in the Torah, then Afein Hoi Bios Veneis would have been inappropriate to invoke. Whereas the Ran, the Ran is quoting Shama v'zocha b'di berecha nemru. What does Zocha mean? So the Gemara in Baruch says Zocha means Kiddush. How did the Ran know what means Suda Shabbos? If Suda Shabbos is not a midrabbanon, that's not Zohar. The Torah, Chodesh Baruch Hu, wasn't referring to Suda Shabbos when he said the word Zohar. So you see from the Ran that Shom of Zohar includes Kiddush and Sud and everything. It's all deraisa. It's all considered to be part of the celebration, the proper commemoration of Shabbos. So it would appear that the Ran is understanding the Gemara in Shabbos, Kipshuta, like on the 16th verse of Shabbos, there's a Chi of Gama Minat Torah to eat three meals on Shabbos. And Rabbi Netam says, there is no chiyuv min ha-Torah to eat kibum sudas and Shabbos. It's only midrabanan, and therefore Afein Hoi Bios Veneis is applicable. To the end, there's no machlokes min ha-Torah and the Ran. At the end of the day, they both agree women are obligated, but conceptually they're coming at it from different directions. And the root of the conceptual machlokes may very well be this question: is Suda Shabbos deraisa derabanan? So it comes out again. Backtrack for a minute. So we have this. We have a chiyuv Suda Shabbos going to some is deraisa. And according to Reish Lakish, the whole history of eating Chatzashir and Yom Kippur is all Midrabanan. So why don't you say, let the mitzvah deraisa be more important than the mitzvah and the niyasa derabanan? So why don't you say, let everybody eat through the Shabbos and then everyone should go home and for this Friday night and be careful to steal the kezayas. Wash, I forget how to wash. You take a kezayas, a challah, no more than a kezayas, and you get to see the Shabbos according to Reish Lakish. Unheard of, crazy. No one ever heard of such a thing. Why not? What's wrong with it? So according to the Sameach, we understand why it's not correct. Because according to the Sameach, this Shabbos is not a Mechayev Suda Shabbos. Even if Suda Shabbos is Deraisa, but only a regular Shabbos is Mechayev Suda Shabbos. The Yom Kippur Shechalos B'Shabbos is not a Mechayev. That the Torah calls it a Yom Inui. The Torah says, Yemisa Snaf Shasechem. So Suda Shabbos is the antithesis of Inui. So how can you turn around and say that you're Mechayev Al Shabbos? You can't be Mechayev Al Shabbos. Since the din is that it's a Yom Inui, so that's part of the definition of the Kedushas Hayyim of Yom Kippur Shechalos B'Shabbos. So Yom Kippur Shechalos B'Shabbos is not a Mechayev of Suda. If you would hold unlike the Yosemech, if you hold like all the Shalich Tziburs who raise up with the Nigunim, that they're two different Kedushas. It has to be Shabbos. Now it's Shabbos. In 2 seconds later, it's going to be Yom Kippur, it's going to be Shabbos, it's going to be Yom Kippur. It's always going to be Shabbos and Yom Kippur, but two separate entities. So then, if Shalichayim Shneim, you Kaim Shneim, if I can figure out a way to maneuver not to be Chayev Kores, and not to violate an issa deraisa of eating, and still get my Suda Shabbos. So, no pun intended, you can have your cake and eat it. So, have your Suda and eat it. It's everybody. Why not? Shlokem Shneim. So, it's only according to your Sameach that it makes sense that Lo Shemana Dov Sameach. What if you don't accept this as a mechzer? Any other way? Any other eitzah to explain? Any other mahalat to explain why somehow it's not conceivable there should be a Shabbos this particular Friday night? So there are some who suggest the following. It's based on, jump ahead a little bit to Chasukah, to Ran and Masech HaSukah. Gemara has a famous statement in the Chazayin and Alf Masech HaSukah that on the first night of Sukkah, Yimachui min HaToyri to eat in the Sukkah. How do you know? Because Chabishasa, it says in Gzer Shava, Kach Nemer, Halacha Masha Zina, Gzer Shava, Zdita and the Sinai, that we compare the Yantav of Sukkah to the Yantav of Pesach. Just as Pesach is a Chiyav of Be'er of Tech L'matzes, so to in Sukkah there's a Chiyav on the first night of to eat in the Sukkah. Just as on Pesach, afterwards, if you don't want to eat matzah, you don't have to. Maybe there's a mitzvah kiyumis, but you're not mechuyav to. As long as you don't eat chametz, so too when it comes to sukkah, you're not mechuyav to eat the sukkah. As long as you don't eat foods that chayav in the sukkah. If you choose to eat a food, like we said yesterday, if you choose to do a dira, if you choose to do a ma'isi yeshiva, then it has to be in the sukkah. But no one told you to do ma'isi yeshiva. If you want to eat potato chips, you want to eat apples the whole week, so there's nothing wrong with that. That's the famous command of Chavzayin and Aleph. So there is a very lomdish shaila as to how to understand the nature of this chiyuv in the sukkah, in the first night of sukkahs. So on the one hand, the Gemara learns it out from chamish as gzeir shavu. On the other hand, it's very different from the mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah, because regular yeshiva b'sukkah is not a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv in chol ha'moed. I want to spend the whole day chol ha'moed, you know, in Hershey Park and just eating shovel bars and not eating the sukkah. So I'm allowed to do that. Hashem, there is a nice sukkah there. But if I want to just eat shovel bars on the roller coasters, I can do that. There's nothing else about that. Whereas on the first night, you mechuyim min ha'toyer, everyone's mechuyim to go min ha'toyer into the sukkah. So how do you understand that? It's a strange thing. It's the same mitzvah of sukkah, that sometimes there's a chiyuv, sometimes there's a reshus. What's that all about? So there's a fundamental hakira that all the chayim and people about, which I already discussed. How do you understand the nature of the chiyuv of eating on the first night of sukkah? So one could suggest that it's the same mitzvah of shiva b'sukkah. There's one mitzvah, it's one of the time mitzvahs, b'sukkah stage of shiva's yomim. And there are different halakhim to it. Sometimes the Torah gives us that mitzvah, b'teres chiyuv, sometimes b'teres reshus, but it's basically the same mitzvah, the same leishi b'sukkah, the same hini mucham zuman as a third day chol ha'moed. The mitzvah that I'm doing on the first night of sukkah is not fundamentally different. It's different in detail. There's a detail different. There's the chiyuv, there's the reshus, but at the end of the day, it's the same basic mitzvah. The name of the mitzvah is yeshiva b'sukkah. But maybe one could argue, yeshiva b'sukkah doesn't really apply in the first night any more than it applies the rest of the week. That the yeshiva b'sukkah is iboy ochli by la'achel. If I don't want, I'm not mechuyav to go eat in the sukkah. If I'm eating foods that are not derech dira. So why am I mechuyav to eat in the sukkah the first night? It's a new mitzvah called achilas le'el chabisha asar. It's part of Erev Tech L'matzis. It's learned out from Erev Tech L'matzis. The Torah is mechadish, this gzeir shav is mechadish to us. There's a mitzvah in the Torah on the 15th night of the 7th month to eat. Dagon. Where? It has to be in the sukkah. It's like sukkah is like a kind of under your breath. Like on the first night of Pesach, there's a chiyuv min ha'Torah to eat kezayis of dagon. What kind of dagon? It's got to be matzah. It's the same mitzvah. It's a mitzvah achilas le'el tezvav. That's the mitzvah. Achilas le'el tezvav. That mitzvah on the first night of Pesach in the month of Nisan takes on one surah, and on the first night of Sukkot in the month of Tishrei takes on a different surah. In one month it has to be dafka matzah, and the other month it has to be dafka basukah. But the name of the mitzvah is achila basukah. It's not yeshiva. It's not basukah station of yamim. It's achilas le'el tezvav. Might have come in. At the end of the day, you're doing the same thing. What's the difference? So one possible nafkamir if it's raining. Famous shot if it's raining the first night of Sukkot, what do you have to do in the sukkah? So that may be the nafkamina. If it's part of the mitzvah yeshiva basukah. So Tosfos writes that it's not called the yeshiva when it's raining, because that's mitzvah. Mitzvah is part of a sukkah, so that's not called the ma'aseh yeshiva. But if you hold it's achila, let's say I'm sitting on Pesach night, I'm sitting in my seder, and my roof starts to leak. It's dripping on me. If I'm machmir on kibrach, then I have a problem. I'm not going to become chametz. But assuming I'm not, I don't care about kibrach. So I'm sitting there, and it's mamish raining. I'm very uncomfortable. I'm miserable. I want to just go to sleep and get out of the dining room. That's a poke from matzah. It's a joke. It's not a point of a matzah. You're mechuyav in achilas matzah. Get your roof fixed after you're on. So what does that have to do with anything? The fact that you're uncomfortable, since when is being uncomfortable a point of a mitzvah? So you're mechuyav to do a ma'aseh achila, whether you're comfortable or not comfortable. Yeshiva, you're not mechuyav if you're not comfortable. Because there's no nishkin yeshiva. That's not called the dira, because people don't live in an uncomfortable situation. So living in an uncomfortable matzah is not called the yeshiva. So you're not yaitzid mitzvah in the rain. So the Rishonim have a big machlokes. Are you mechuyev in the first night of Sukkot if it's raining? Are you mechuyev to eat in the Sukkot or not? So if the nature of the mitzvah is yeshiva, then the answer is no. If the nature of the mitzvah is achil, then the answer is yes. So it's a whole tumble how we pass, can speak of the din, whatever the details of that shayla. Fine, hopefully it won't be levaisim. So lechori there should be another shayla that should depend on this lamda shel chakira, whether the chiv on the first night is b'toras yeshiva or b'toras achila. How much you have to eat the first night? So normally there's a din that yeshiva b'sukkah is only to eat more than a kibetza. If you have less than a kibetza of bread, you're not technically mechuyev to eat it in the sukkah. That's not called yeshiva, that's called the achilas arai. Achilas Arai is not called the yeshiva. Only Achilas Kev is called the Maisi Yeshiva. A Kezai is less than a Kebetza. So if you hold that the nature of the Chiv on the first night of Sukkot, the Torah says you have to make a yeshiva basukkah, so you have to eat more than a Kebetza. That would be the Shir. But if you hold that the nature of the mitzvah is Achila, what would the Shir be? Kezaias, the Gnatza. So that's another shot of the Rishonim. What's it in? How much lamais do you have to eat? Is it enough for a kezayis the first night? Or do you have to go the twice as much, three times, whatever the shear is, whatever the ratio of kezayis to kebetza is? You have to eat a kebetza, more than a kebetza, in order to fulfill a yeshiva pasuk. So the Ran in Masechet Sukkah quotes 2 days about this. And we would have expected that the Ran gives this lamdus. The Ran says, yeah, that's the lamdus. If it's yeshiva, then you need a kebetza v'oid. If it's a chila, then it's enough for the kezayis. So everyone saw the Ran. No one saw the Ran. No, did I put the Ran in the Marmar Kamas? No one got the Marmar Kamas for the Ran. Did anyone see the Marmar Kamas? Did I get it out today? Okay. Isn't the Ran on the Marmar Kamas? So what does the Ran say? So the Ran raises the Shaila and gives a different Lomdus. He says that's not what the Lomdus is. The Ran says those Rishonim who say the Ayyati with the Kezias, not the Svar that we said because it's the Achila out of Yeshiva. He gives the Ligami a different Svar. Says the Ran, normally, if you eat less than a kibetza, that's not called a dira. It's not choshev, it's an achilas arai. But if you're eating it b'taras chiyuv, you're eating it because the Torah is mechayiv to go into the sukkah, so that chiyuv transforms what's otherwise lacking quantitatively into becoming a dira, into becoming an achilas keva. So the Ran says achilas keva can be defined in one of two ways. Either you can define it based on quantity, or you can define it based on quality. So if it's lacking in quantity, it may be made up in quality. If you have a very important reason why you're doing it, so that is mashal l'shir in a sense. Even a kezayis is considered to be a sufficient enough shir, and you wouldn't be yaitz in the mitzvah of sukkah, even if it's a mitzvah yeshiva. That's a Ran's chiddush gadol b'das tos rishon. So some wanted to borrow this Ran and plug it into the Yom Kippur story as well. Reish Lakish says, chatzis shir is also the derabbanan. The Torah gives a shir of kesevis. But Med Ramamurim, the Torah gives a shir of kesevis in Yom Kippur. That's when it's an achilus rishus. When I'm eating, because it's time, I want to still eat an apple. So if I take one bite of an apple, I'm part of it. If I eat 5 bites of an apple, eat a kesevis, then I'm going to be chayav. If it's an achilus rishus, so then there's nothing qualitatively special about this achila. So you need a quantity to create the shir. So the quantity was given. Kach ne'am alocha v'shirin, it's got to be a kesevis sagasa. But if I'm eating a b'taras chiyav, why am I eating a b'taras chiyav? Because it's my Suda Shabbos, because I'm bothered with the kasha, let me be yaitzi Suda Shabbos. So I'm taking a kezayis and I'm measuring out on my kezayis card, and I'm only eating a kezayis, but I'm doing that b'taras chiyav, that's the problem. B'taras chiyav can transform what would otherwise be pachas b'kashir into being a shir sholem. If it's a shir sholem, even though it's technically less than a kesevis, you have kares for it. So the whole question of eating Suda Shabbos was only based on the hanocha that it's only derabbanan, because pachas b'shiachat shir is only asav derabbanan. But once you're eating a b'taras chiyuv, so then it becomes transformed to be like it's a shir sholem. The same way the Ran said the chiyuv of eating on the first night of sukkah transforms pachas b'kebeitza into being a pi alocha like a kebeitza. So the chiyuv of Suda Shabbos transforms pachas b'kesevis into being like kesevis. So that's what some achronim say.
The issue
in the paper. I know you. Very good. No, you meant in it, right? So lech ora, this dimyon to the Ran is very, very difficult. It's very, very hard to accept this dimyon to the Ran for the following reason. The shear of kebetz on sukkah, what kind of a shear is that? Why is it such a shear? So the answer is very simple, because that's not called a deer, that's not called a davar choshev. Tosfos writes that little nashes, Achilas Arai, people run, they do out of the house also. People live in the houses, but sukkah stands, people live in the houses. So anything that I do on the street, that I do on the run, is by definition not called dira. That's why Tosfos writes, you're allowed to eat an achilas arai out of the sukkah. The Mishnah never says, how do you know? The Mishnah says, ochel achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. How did the Mishnah know that? So Tosfos says, because the Torah says, the sukkah is teish. The halacha of Rosh Hashanah is teish, means kein taduru. So anything that's called a dira has to be done in the sukkah. Anything that's not called a dira doesn't have to be done in the sukkah. So a nash, a grabbing of a half a piece of bread, is I would do that in the street also. I'd run around grabbing a little nash, less than a kibbetz of oil, on the street. So that's not called a dira. The shear of kibbetz is a shear of chashivos. If it's a dove choshev, it's chayiv in the sukkah. If it's not a dove choshev, then it's not chayiv in the sukkah. So one can understand the ran svara. That something which I'm doing, b'taras chiyuv, I'm sitting down to do it. It's a real, it's important. It's not a nash. You can't call eating a kazayas for Shabbos meals a nash. It may be quantitatively a nash, but it's not qualitatively a nash. It's a dove choshev. So you can understand, you can conceive in a sukkah, this svara, the yesharim in the ran, that maybe the chiyuv of sukkah can transform something which is otherwise not a rechila chashuva, not a dira, into a ma'isa dira. But when it comes to the Shia of Yom Kippur, where did the Shia of Kesevis come from? Why is there a Shia of Kesevis? Kesevis is a physical reality. The reality is, the Gemara says, Kach Shiru Chachamim, it's a halacha Moshe Sinai, that Ein Adam, the person doesn't get Yishev Adas, less than a Kesevis. It's a Mitzias Advarim, it's a physical reality, that Ein Adam, a person is still called in a state of Inui, called by the Yitz, less than a Kesevis. It has nothing to do with Chashivos. It has nothing to do with quantity and quality. It's a biological issue, the Gemara says. It's a halacha, is a response to the biological reality. The reality is, you take a little bite, you're still hungry. If you have more than a bite, so then you become full. So now you're going to tell me, because there's a lomda shechiyah b'tarasud Shabbos, because I'm eating this small amount b'tarasud Shabbos, all of a sudden I'm becoming full. Come on, I mean, that's nice. That's, some people in such even the biology, the stomach, the gastric juices work based on the Hilchos Shabbos. That's like the mashal. I always give the mashal about the woman comes to Friday night to the table and she brings her husband a cup of tea. It's boiling hot. By mistake, she trips and she spills it on him. He starts screaming. So she says, "What are you screaming? It's a klishlishi already." So he says, "Achmed Baruch Hashem, it's a klishlishi." So that's cute. It's lomdish, but it's not true. That it's still, he still's got to go to the hospital. Still his hands is burning. So the same thing over here. So it's very nice to say that if he did, if he loved this. But if the Shia Yom Kippur is a response to a physical reality, what's the lumbus going to change? So the Shia of Sukkah is a lumbus Shia. That's a Chashivas to Shia. So the Shia of Chashivas, quantity, quality can make a difference. But over here, L'chair, it's not going to make a difference. So this answer, these Achvarim, L'chair is difficult to understand. It's dimming to the Ran. L'chair, the easier answer for us to understand is based on the Yosemech. According to the Yosemech, the same way the Yosemech rejected Kivega by Kiddush V'Cholim, we can invoke the Yosemech. Everybody vis-a-vis the Reish Lakish's question as well. So Chopanim, this din of Yom Kippur Shkaz B'Shabbos has its own unique potential questions. Kiddush Suda, Yerichim Reish Lakish, to try to understand how the Kiddush Hayom of Shabbos plays out when you have Yom Kippur Shkaz B'Shabbos. You guys want tomorrow?